Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And if you're struggling a little bit at work today because you partied for 2 days out in Long Beach, same.
Guilty.
We are right there with you. But it was so worth it. Coastal Country Jam was a party.
I had an absolute blast.
The highlight for me Saturday was talking with Thomas Rhett, just because he is such a down-to-earth guy.
Nicest guy in the world. And you guys just formed this great connection as well.
I mean, we've known Thomas for a long time here at K-Frog because, I mean, we were playing him right when he first started. And so, yeah, I feel like he does give us a little bit more of his personal life. Like, he was telling us how exhausted he was before he took the stage, just because his schedule's been so hectic. But he was still really excited to be there. Here's what he said.
I'm so pumped. I mean, I love getting to come to Southern California. There's just a different energy here. The weather is perfect. We're right on the beach. I've never played in Long Beach before, so me and the band are really excited.
We were just chatting a little bit ago about how I saw you. You were kind of warming up. Do you have, like, your go-to song that gets you hyped before you get on stage?
It's something new every week, but there's this Christian artist named Forrest Frank.
Yes!
Forrest Frank, and he's got this song called Up.
Oh!
I was yes. down, but now I'm... Up. That's all God is saying, no. Look. It's, yeah.
That gets you going?
Oh, gosh. Man, first thing in the morning, on a run. Yeah, it gets me hyped.
Good day's a good one, too.
Good day.
I'm about to have a good day.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, I need to hear these songs, obviously.
Yeah.
Man, when you're playing in front of 30, 40, 50,000 all the time, like you are, I guess you're your own worst critic, and every time you come off stage, you have an opinion about how you performed.
Oh, yes.
Is there anyone that gives you an opinion?
So the two people that ride my bus are my brother-in-law, who is my photographer on the road, and my tour manager, Cameron. And so they are the people that get me to unload with what I thought of the show, and then they kind of hammer back at me. I used to be really critical. Like, we actually used to watch our shows back immediately after the show was over, almost like watching game film.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is too much. This is supposed to be fun.
Well, and I wonder too, because when you go on stage, you're always looking like you're having a party. Anytime we even see you backstage, like, you're happy. What do you do to get yourself out of a funk when you're about to take the stage and you are having a bad day?
Like today, I was running down the halls. If I can sprint, there's something about, like, running that kind of gets my body back going.
That runner's high?
Yeah, because we're parked, you know, I thought we were going to be parked on the beach this morning, and I was going to walk out with a cup of coffee, and we're parked in a garage.
Yeah, parking garage.
And, that's the one I started.
And it was like noon, and I was like, gosh, I've not seen the sun today. Why am I in such a funk? And so I just started running, and yeah, I mean, if I can just get the sun on my face, my day changes, so.
How do you handle being in a house full of girls, being the only guy there?
I've got a dog that's a boy. I genuinely love it. You know, if you'd asked me before I had kids what I would prefer, I would have said, man, a house full of boys would be sick. But now that I have girls, I can't imagine having a boy. Like, my sister has a boy, so I've got two nephews now.
Okay.
And when they come to the house, I don't know how to play. I don't know what to do.
You know what I mean? Paint nails?
Yeah, exactly. I'm so inundated with, like, you know, watching, you know, Disney movies and putting ponytails in hair and all that kind of stuff. And they have softened my heart in so many ways. I'm so grateful that I have a house full of girls.
Is that your time off, man? Like, you're heading back tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
You've got a few days off. Is it just, it's kids and wife and family?
100%. I used to really have a hard time, like, not bringing my work home, if that makes any sense. And so, like, Lauren and I have sort of created phone hours, if you will. So, like, on Monday and Tuesdays, we'll put our phones in a drawer from, like, 8 to noon.
Oh, wow.
Just to kind of, you know, because your kids look at you and they're like, hey, when your kids tell you to get off your phone, you know that you're an addict.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? When I'm at home, man, I really just try to completely unplug from music, period, and just try to be the best dad I can, so.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. the plug-in hybrid X5 commanding the streets with unmatched presence, and the all-electric i4 charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.